Hi folks, this is Tony for aminutetomidnight.com with a short video update. Please make sure that you are subscribed to us at aminutetomidnight.com by going down the right hand side of the page and entering your email address if you haven't already done so. That way you'll get notified of all of our shows, videos and articles and so forth. So this video I want to bring out just a few more things that should show people really what is going on. We are all being lied to. What's going on in the world was never really about a public health emergency. What we're seeing happening at this point in time is a move by the global elite, the World Economic Forum driven agenda, Rockefeller Foundation and so forth, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all these people, Illuminists behind a move to bring in global government and basically tyranny. We are really seeing it. This is the type of thing that the Bible speaks of at the end time before Jesus returns. And we're seeing signs, not just with the alleged pandemic, but all sorts of other things going on around the world in the natural with earthquakes and so forth as well. But again, I just want to focus a bit on what we are seeing happening in the world and wake people up in terms of what is going on with the mandates around lockdowns, masks, vaccines, and so forth. Just a couple more shocking clips to play you. Folks, we need to get our eyes on Jesus. It's a very difficult time for many of us. In one way or another, so many people are going through a lot at the moment. And I will put my hand up and say that Holly and I are in that category too, of difficulty. But, you know, God is still in control and we must trust the Lord. So having said that, I just want to play you a couple of clips. First off, one that it was sent to Holly and she forwarded it to me. Actually, I think Joni Stahl may have forwarded it to Holly. And it is Doctor owns board and mayor in epic 3-minute vaccine and mask takedown video. And it was found at redvoicemedia.com, an article. And I just want to play you this short clip that's embedded in the article from Dr. Kevin Stillwagon in Orange County, California.
My name is Dr. Kevin Stillwagon. I am a property owner and a taxpayer in Orange County. You are making some really bad decisions based on fear of a virus that has about a 99% survival rate for most of us. That is unsubstantiated fear. So let me give you a couple of things to truly be fearful about. That mask that you keep insisting that people wear decreases the amount of oxygen in your lung tissue. We now know that this virus uses something called a furin cleavage site to merge with your lung tissue to infect you. And it works better with decreased oxygen. And peer-reviewed research clearly shows that wearing a mask increases your chances of developing an upper respiratory infection 13 times more than a person not wearing a mask. So I would stop wearing a mask immediately if I were you. Secondly, this shot that you insist on people getting gives you absolutely no protection against infection. It is the innate immune system that protects you from infection by using dendritic cells, T cells, and natural killer cells without antibodies ever becoming involved. This shot has one goal. And that goal is to make antibodies. These antibodies circulate inside of you and cannot prevent an infection. They can only react to something that has already gotten inside of you. They cannot keep something out. The shot decreases the ability of your innate immune system to keep viruses out by 60%. And a booster shot will reduce it even more. Even worse, the antibodies that are created by this shot can no longer neutralize variants and actually enhance the virus ability to infect you. It should be painfully obvious to you by now that fully vaccinated people are getting sick. And this will continue to get worse if you keep trying to jab people while a virus is trying to spread. The variants are emerging from the vaccinated population. This so-called vaccine is still being administered on what's called an emergency use authorization. It is not FDA approved. The FDA approved a biological licensing application for a product called Comirnaty. The application was approved, not the product. Comirnaty is not available in the United States. Therefore, by law, you cannot force people to take this drug without informed consent and without animal trials to prove that it is safe. Mayor Demings, please look at me. You, sir, are in violation of the United States Constitution and the Nuremberg Code. You will be held accountable. Good day.
All right. Thank you for your comment.
I think many people around the world are shocked to see what's happening in Australia, as it seems to be leading the way in the totalitarian drive to control people. I just want to play a clip from Sky Australia. It's a few days old now, but it's Melbourne, Australia, and Victoria. It's pretty shocking what's going on in that state. And Dan Andrews, the Premier, just unbelievable. As an outsider who's not in Australia, every time that man opens his mouth, it makes me totally cringe. But anyway, have a watch of this video to get an idea of what it must be like being in Melbourne at the moment.
Today in Melbourne, all of it kicked off early with an earthquake, one of the largest ever recorded along Australia's eastern coast. And then a long third day of union anti-vaxxer protests, culminating with a standoff at the Shrine of Remembrance on St Kilda Road, all ahead of tomorrow, when Melbourne claims the dubious title of the world's most locked down city. It's in dispute, but that's where the numbers stand. Now, late this afternoon, media helicopters were grounded. An extraordinary move and denial of scrutiny from the media, but necessary, so we were told, because they didn't want police positions to be given away to protesters. Or perhaps it was because the images were going around the world and none of this looks good for a government that's locked up 5 million plus citizens in the vain hope of COVID zero that's now turned out to be a fantasy, with the mental health and financial costs of the medicine far worse than the actual disease itself. Today I got dozens and dozens of messages from people who love Melbourne. Love Melbourne, but were dismayed at the scenes on the television screens. Many of them, opposed to protesting, they had a bit of sympathy for how the protesters feel. Now, no one's trying to say that breaking the law is justified. They are not. I am not. But as many indicated to me, they understand. They can appreciate just how broken and desperate some of the protesters feel, because many of the people contacting me say that they too feel the same way. Since the start of this pandemic, Melburnians have been locked in their homes under virtual house arrest for almost 8 months in cumulative terms. Kids haven't been at school, families separated, income hit, savings gone. And those that live alone, lonelier than ever. If you think you know what a lockdown does to your spirit, unless you live in Melbourne, I'm sorry, but you've got no idea. There's no outdoors beyond 2 hours of exercise. There's no sunshine on your face because everywhere you go, you've got to have a mask on. It isn't like Sydney with scenes of people sunbaking on the beach. Good luck to Sydneysiders. But in Melbourne, it's about as draconian as it gets in the police state of Daniel Andrews, Victoria. All the things that make Melbourne a great city to live in have been lost in this pandemic. There's live music's gone, the big crowds at Flemington. And to add insult to injury, this weekend too, for the second year running, the MCG will fall silent on grand final day, even as two Melbourne teams fight it out for the big prize. What's so brutal about all of this is that Victoria suffered like this last year, And the government swore it would be different.
We are not going to spend 2021 bouncing in and out of lockdowns.
And here we are, seventh week of our sixth lockdown. What a lie that was, Daniel Andrews. All through the media are images over the past few days of Melburnians taking to the streets, demanding that enough is enough. It doesn't matter how much the CFMEU and the Andrews government want to spin it all away and say otherwise. These protests started from inside the union movement and having unleashed pent-up community anger, even amongst their own, Victoria's Labor government is struggling now to contain it. But it's not just me saying this. Today's Age newspaper, hardly a bastion of resistance to Daniel Andrews, reported this morning that up to 90% of yesterday's protesters really were tradies and building workers. Many CFMEU members deeply unhappy about mandatory vaccinations and really angry about having their industry closed down for 2 weeks, even though it's central to the economy. Despite being delayed for hours, lots of the drivers stuck on the Westgate Freeway yesterday didn't seem to think they were mostly neo-Nazis or un-Australian morons either, given all the tooting in support. Having gone AWOL yesterday at this graphic evidence that his own union power base is becoming fed up with living under a virtual health dictatorship, Andrews surfaced today at the unusual time of a press conference around 8 o'clock, no doubt hoping to get his lines out before serious journalists were there to ask questions. It was necessary, said the Premier, to close down construction for 2 weeks because there were 350 active COVID cases traceable to building sites.
And I am gutted to have to shut this industry down, but be in no doubt there are 350 cases in construction over 150 different sites during August and September.
Now, typically, it was not his decision to shut up shop, said the Premier, but that of Victoria's Chief Health Officer, the lockdown-addicted Brett Sutton. But hang on, why is 350 cases a catastrophe in an industry that employs well over 320,000 people in Victoria alone? That's a case rate of 0.1%. 0.1%. But health concern isn't what this is about. It's about a Premier facing a challenge to his power from his own CFMEU power base, and he doesn't like it. He doesn't like it, and he wants to crush it. And I'll tell you what. You want to make vaccinations mandatory? Start with your own public servants, Premier. Start with the 322,000 of them you employ that still refuse to go back to their offices. And then all your political mates too. Demand that all the MPs in the parliament are jabbed and then open up the parliament. Because this state needs to claw back some of the controls you've imposed and reinstate the freedoms you've stolen away and have the parliament sit again. Bring back the scrutiny again. I've long been amazed at the seemingly mesmeric hold this cult of Dan has over the state of Victoria and the way so many Victorians have seemed cowed by this bloke. It's got to be significant that the rank-and-file unionists, the type that Andrews has relied on for years to swamp polling booths, are now marching through the streets of Melbourne, telling him to F off. I've been saying for nearly 12 months that something's very rotten in the state of Victoria. Truly. How long do you think Scott Morrison could have stayed on as Prime Minister if the Liberal Party was in administration and fighting cases through the courts, but somehow that just gets tolerated in Victoria. That's not just the start of the stink enveloping the state of Victoria, a state where the Premier can announce $1.3 billion last April for an extra 4,000 ICU beds, but now no beds, no beds, and no explanation as to where the money has gone.
I think April last year, that former Minister Makarkos announced 4,000 extra beds would be coming online. Do you know how many have been delivered since then?
No, hang on a minute. That is not what she announced. The notion that we're going to have 4,000 beds down at, you know, a warehouse somewhere, turn the exhibition buildings into an ICU unit, and then have a nurse at the foot of each of those beds practicing hospital corners. Like, no, that's not how it works.
Sorry, that was his own press release last April. If you're one of those commentators who's a slave to the polls, Dan Andrews, it still looks unassailable. I've been around in politics for a while. So did Kevin Rudd, just a month or so before he was torn down by his own colleagues. Will that be Andrews' fate? Well, we locked up Victorians can only hope, can't we?
And I have concerns for New Zealand too. The mainstream media keeps bringing out the fear campaign. There's no other answer but vaccination. And then they roll out these experts like this fellow, Michael Baker. Professor Michael Baker. They use this man all the time on stuff.co.nz and radionewzealand.co.nz. COVID-19 door-to-door testing proposed to stamp out Auckland's outbreak. And down in the article, epidemiologist Michael Baker said the persistent numbers plus the odd case popping up from nowhere were signs that the virus was still transmitting in parts of Auckland. The concern I have is that we are not really getting any better, he said. It's time for a rethink, an intense targeted campaign in areas where Delta was trying to settle in, he said. That has been happening to an extent, with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern calling last week for everyone in the suburb of Clover Park to get a test. About a fifth have. Professor Baker said it must go further and not left to people to come forward. Social workers and police should work with health officials to reach marginalised groups like gangs, he said. Teams should go door to door in areas of concern, checking for symptoms and asking to test people, offering a vaccination at the same time, he said. It's really down to that level of intensity of approach if we are really going to stamp out the virus in Auckland at the moment. See, this is it. Involving the police and going door to door, whoa, that should be really sounding warning bells to people. Don't you see what's going on here? And the Delta virus in New Zealand, well, all these cases keep supposedly popping up, but no one, and I mean no one literally, is dying. No one in New Zealand is dying of the COVID-19 that we are being constantly drummed as so terrible, and we need to have the vaccination drive and lockdowns and masks and so forth. It is all about control, and the mainstream media controls the thoughts of the population because they don't print anything else but these type of supposed experts. Folks, there are no easy answers, no easy escapes from this situation pretty much anywhere in the world as far as I can see. I could have done other countries, but in this short video, I think I've said enough. Really, all we can do is trust in God and pray that He gives us guidance as to what to do as individuals in this difficult time and prepare. Do what you can to prepare as best as you can, trusting God and how to do it, because He will give each of us different answers. But we're all under pressure, lots of pressure in one way or another, and keeping our eyes on the Lord and realizing our home is not ultimately on this earth, it's ultimately in the next life if we are saved. Make sure you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and that you have repented and turned your life over to the Lord. We've all got to make sure our hearts are right before God, because this world, this life, things are not going to get any better. We're really in this for the long haul, and the world's never going back to how it was before this crazy pandemic, COVID-19, and its draconian measures. A Minute to Midnight's run 100% by donations, and we really appreciate those that do donate to help. You can do that at aminutetomidnight.com. Make sure you're subscribed to us at aminutetomidnight.com so you get notified of all of our videos and so forth. And the music used, I've written, played and recorded as well. So folks, God bless and stay safe. Please like this video and share it. And hopefully we'll be back with another one in a few days.